Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and
that's right. Each week, I'm joined by our regular movie reviewer, Big Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa!
And that's right. We've got a couple of films to review this week. That one, a very famous quote coming from, well, the inspiration behind one of them. Kev joins me across the desk right now. Kev, good morning.
Oh, hi, Sean.
We've got to get the Tommy Wiseau impression out early. Fantastic. Look, what are we reviewing this week?
This week, we'll be reviewing The Disaster Artist and Wonder.
So, Disaster Artist and Wonder. Now, The Disaster Artist, for those who are not familiar with The Room, it is basically one of the worst films ever created, one of the worst films ever made. And The Disaster Artist is about the making of this particular film. It was a very unusual. I've actually read some of the writing by the, Greg Sestero?
Yeah, who plays Mark.
He was in this movie. He wrote the book about making this incredible film. It's a bizarre story. And now they've made a film out of that book. So it's based on a book, based on the making of another movie. It's a very unusual story. What did we think?
I thought it was a really great film. Not The Room, obviously. That was one of the best, worst movies I've ever seen. But The Disaster Artist, because it really revealed what Tommy Wiseau was thinking when he was making The Room and how he was inspired by his own life when he was creating the film, as well as his own rather unique outlook on life and Hollywood, which was pretty interesting as well. So overall, I thought that the acting was great. I mean, for a fairly small budget, like not a movie that's not really going to probably be getting any recognition, it has some pretty big names behind it. It's got James Franco, Dave Franco, Zac Efron, and Josh Hutcherson all starring in it, with James and Dave starring as Tommy Wiseau and as Greg Sestero. And the acting was great. I really enjoyed James Franco's portrayal of Tommy Wiseau / Johnny because it's just really weird and really interesting to watch as well.
I mean, one of the things we've got to understand about the drive behind The Room, and this Tommy Wiseau guy is just one of the most bizarre characters in real life as an actual human being. Is just seemingly one of the most bizarre human beings put upon the face of God's green earth. He really is a strange, strange guy. A lot of comedy potential, but this is also something of an inspirational film, or it's almost selling itself something of an inspiration, as there's no limit to what you can do when you've got no idea what you are actually capable of. You've got vastly overinflated ideas of your own capabilities. What did we think of the inspirational turn of this film?
I thought it was pretty good as well, because it was showing how anyone could achieve what they wanted to do. So Tommy Wiseau, he's got a pretty distorted outlook on Hollywood, and the movie that he wanted to make was inspired by some of the greats of filmmaking, and obviously it didn't turn out as such, but it ended up being famous for other reasons as well. The very weird line deliveries in the movie and just so many factors in that movie that made it popular as well.
I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark. Yeah, it's terrific acting. I've never watched the actual film, and God willing, I never will, but I've seen probably enough of it through little clips, little gifs, little bits and pieces. Any other thoughts on Disaster Artist?
Overall, it was a great... It worked really well as a comedy / drama biographical film, especially because the comedy doesn't... It actually does reveal more about Tommy Wiseau rather than just being comedy for the sake of comedy. And other than that, I thought that it was very enjoyable, and not only just for fans of The Room who will watch it and see little hints as to what happened behind the scenes, but as well to other comedy and biographical film fans as well. They'll find it immensely enjoyable as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, we've got another film, this one a little bit perhaps more serious, Wonder. What can you tell us about this one?
It's the story of a young child who who unfortunately grew up with a facial deformity, and so he was homeschooled up until he goes to until he's about 10 or 12. And at that age, the parents decide that it's best for him to go into a mainstream school in America. And so it sort of chronicles his life as a little bit of an outcast, because many of the kids start bullying him or start treating him poorly, as well as his rise as and making more friends with some of the other students as well.
Mm-hmm. So obviously a bit of a drama film. Now this one has Owen Wilson, Julia Roberts playing the parents in this one, and Jacob Tremblay is the young boy. He had a breakout performance in not The Room, but a film called Room, which was actually quite a dramatic film for such a young child to be taking on. What do we think of the performances?
What a question, Sean. Well, yes, actually, I love the performances, especially of the young actors, because they, I feel like they encapsulated the role really well. I know in Hollywood they have a saying, don't work with kids or animals, but here, when the director knows the best way to get a good performance out of the kids, then it's justified working with them. And I think here it is justified, because they were very good on the screen. And for once, Julia Roberts and Owen Wilson aren't the main heroes of the story. They're not part of a romantic story or anything like many of their previous films. And I think with them working as supporting characters, as the parents of the main characters, then I think it worked really well as well. And
sorry. Well, I'm just saying, a couple of terrific films this week by the sound of things.
Yeah, I really did enjoy Wonder, just one final point, because it did something a bit different with the played-out story of a person with deformities being hated by everyone and treated poorly, similar to The Mask or The Elephant Man. Mm-hmm. In this case, the angle was more on him building friendships and his relationships with the other kids, which I thought was a really good take on the story. Other than that, yeah, it was a really good film as well.
Fantastic. So, if you're in the mood for a little bit of a comedy, The Disaster Artist. If you're in the mood for a drama, Wonder. Sounds like actually a couple of pretty good films to get along and see on the silver screen this weekend.